I want to welcome everyone. Today is Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Ann Kelly, and this is the Deeper Conversations Coaching Course. This is week three. We're in week three. So the sixth of 20 classes. Yay, here comes Jenny. So we talked about trust in week one, mm-hmm. ethics in weeks two and three, and then Wednesdays are always prime to come. So we have Yayoi and Thea, Pam, and we're about to be joined by Jenny. Do we have a volunteer who would please read our class agreements for us? Welcome, Jenny. We're about to do our class agreements.
I can do that, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got it called up, so I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Should I go ahead?
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
All right, so confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. Positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Hold the space. We agree to listen without interruption. Presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgements are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you very much. And Thea.
Yes.
Wednesday is my Friday, I think. I'm sorry. And Thea. Andrea couldn't be here today. Thank you for reading that. Oh, Pam, is that you on the phone? No? Okay, I'm going to admit them. The other day I saw a phone number and I went, admit. And I went, oops, you know, you kind of think about it. So we'll admit and we'll see who this is. It's probably just someone on a phone. I bet. Because sometimes phones work better. As they're joining us, I would like to ask each of you if you would add your intention to mine to be mindful of these agreements during our time together today. I will.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Let me just see who's joined us. And hi, who's joined us?
Hi, it's Lolly. My internet seems to be down.
Well, we're glad you could be here by phone.
So I'm on the phone. Fortunately, I was able to dig up the call-in number. So otherwise, yeah, I'm like, what's going on here? And that's the problem. Sorry. Well, technology.
No.
Technology has not been my friend this week.
Well, we're your friend, Lolly.
Thank you.
So I've renamed you so we can see. And Lalia, I want to just do one thing. I want to go to the settings and see if I can have it display folks who do not have video, because I don't want to forget that you're there and it doesn't currently display you. So let me take a
quick... Yeah, it should be just a little box with a phone number on top.
Yes, there's a setting in here that says, here it is, hide non-video participants. Excellent. Good. Thank you. That's all I wanted. I want a reminder.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. So we've just done our class agreements. Thank you very much. We don't have any new students. So next would be a connection or a clearing or just 30 to 60 seconds of, you know, your topic next week is embodies a coaching mindset. And there's another competency, of course, of presence. this is related to those. So who would like to walk us through a clearing, a connection that you offer for yourself or for a client? Jenny, you did one last time, right? You did one Monday. That was great. Thank you.
I'm happy to do it because I think Yayoi and Pam will be doing the coaching. So no, I'm happy to do it.
Thank you.
It will help me too. It will help me too. I probably need it more than it, you know, all of you, given
thank
the
you
hour. That.
Would you like us to mute our cameras or have them on?
It's up to you. It's up to you. I think it might be easier to just listen to my voice. But yeah, completely up to you.
Thank you. And you may begin.
Thank you. So let's sort of sit up straight. And if you are sitting on the chair, place your feet firmly on the floor. Keep them parallel to each other so that you know you are evenly distributing your body weight between the left and right. Allow your buttocks to sink into your chair. Again, making sure that the pressure on both your buttocks is even. Keep your spine tall and straight. Make sure that your head is sitting exactly in the center of your spine. And imagining that there's a pillow behind your head. Just rest your head lightly and gently on that pillow, the imaginary pillow. Do you feel the softness back on your head? Now, as you've centered your body, just take a moment, observe which parts of your body are naturally, easily relaxing, releasing and letting go. And which parts of your body are struggling to do that? Just observe, don't judge. Now just bring your awareness to your crown. Feel that thin layer of flesh on top of your head. And we'll do just a very gentle, quick body scan. And as I mentioned, your body part, to bring your awareness to that body part, feel the sensations there. Again, don't think. So from your crown, your forehead, your eyebrows, your temple, your eyes, your nose, the area under your nose, above your lips, your chin, your jaw, from the crown, going down behind the back of your head, behind your ears, down to your neck. Feel all around the neck, down to your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest, stomach, upper back, middle back, lower back, your buttocks, your thighs, your shin bones, your ankles, your feet, your toes. Now let's bring our awareness to our breath. I'd like to invite you, as you breathe in, think quietly in your mind, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Harmonize the words in your mind with the flow of your breath. Just do 3 cycles on your own. And when you're ready, you may take a deep breath. And as you exhale, very gently open your eyes. And welcome back. Thank you.
Oh, Anthea, that was just lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you for the trust and confidence.
Thank you. Thank you. I haven't started one that way. It was so effective to really focus on the alignment, the gentle alignment, and really set that foundation for the rest of the visualization. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, Anne. Tap, tap, tap.
And so relaxed now.
EFT coming back.
Well, this is when we would look back, when we will look back on our topic Monday. And of course, our topic Monday was the same as last Monday. So you took in, I would imagine, a good amount of information. Some of it new, some of it you knew. And let me just offer a check-in. Where are you now with the topic we've covered the last 2 weeks? We can take 30 seconds or honestly, 5 or 10 minutes on that. We have a small group and we have 30 minutes of live coaching. So we have some time. We have some time. So where are you? Where are you with ethics?
I still have to go through my agreement, which I haven't done yet. So I will work on that. But I think it was important that the ICF did a revision of the ethics, only because I think we need to be with the times as well. You know, everything needs to evolve. And I feel like ICF is very conscious of that and we're evolving with the times. So I think that was great that they overhauled it a little bit, just to see. Because people's, you know, thinking, their tendencies, it changes. And the whole awareness has changed within at least the past year. So, and I think this aligns better with people's consciousness right now.
On Monday, Julie took us through several scenarios, and I really liked the application of the ethics to those scenarios. I think I would have enjoyed going through even more of them, but I enjoyed that practical application of them.
And Pam, that was the discussion. If you see a potential client at a festival and you don't, that one, yeah, those are, and I don't know if I made this clear, those scenarios were put together by the Association of Coach Training Organizations. Their emblem was on it. And I just thought they were great. I'm a member of that, so that is a resource available to me when I train. So, but you know that I wrote to them anyway and said, I just want to make sure I'm a member.
Yeah.
I know you have this. May I display it? Here's where I will display it. Here's how it will look. And they said, absolutely, get the word out. but.
Oh, I apologize, Anne. I mentioned Julie. It's because I just listened to the session I missed last week, and Julie was.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, the one. Now that was a Wednesday, mm-hmm. I think. That one. Yes. Yeah. And bring that in. Is there an aspect of that you'd like to bring in that you've been thinking of? And
only, well, I said this on Monday before Jenny and Lalia joined, is I just apologize for missing. Something came up at work and I just couldn't notify. So Lalia and Athea, thank you for stepping in and doing the coaching. While I was listening, you did a beautiful job, and I felt so guilty listening to the whole thing.
I'm guilty too, so. Yeah, no, my company had an all hands call that's scheduled right at 12 o'clock. And I was like, there's no way that I can miss that. Just a little background. I work the daytime at a bank, and part of my bank got sold out. So it was a big
announcement.
Yeah. So I needed to be on the call. So I apologize. I'm really sorry.
Let me speak to that. I see it as an opportunity. Let's just turn that around a little. Your client has just called you with these two very good reasons. They were not where they thought they would be. Mm-hmm. Very good reasons. Why? What would you say to your client?
I would say, don't worry about it.
I would too. I would say, don't worry about it. And
we'll make up for it another time. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if the client has always shown up, right, on time and been reliable, then I think we would have built the trust for me to know that the client, was really called away and was really unforeseen circumstances. Because I think in saying that, I understand. And I appreciate it must have been challenging for you. And like Pam said, you must have felt guilty about it. Mm-hmm. I think it also builds trust as well, knowing that this is a one-off, right? And that I'm actually okay with it, yeah.
Well, also, it forced me to really be realistic in the fact that I have a standing meeting that I have to attend every Wednesday that potentially could overlap into this. And so... I did reach out to Jamie, and because there's six or seven that I'm going to have to miss that I can't miss. I can't miss because of work. I have a work obligation, and she gave me permission to stay in the course and still miss those things. So I will do better at letting everyone know in advance the ones that I need to miss. And it just like, it was, that helped at all, that having that conversation with Jamie. And
so can you imagine if you were a client, a coaching client, and you're a, I don't want to attach a label to it, but you show up, you're there, you're working hard, and life happens, and you have to miss this. And just as Pam said, she reached out to Jamie, and Jamie said, here you go, we're going to make it work. Imagine being a coaching client and reaching out to your coach, and they respond in a way that lets you feel.
Now imagine
a coach that goes, and just see my policy, and you initialed it too. So. Yeah, those are extremes, but it does give me the opportunity to share with you one of my very favorite things, which is a little bit related, but I'm going to stretch it to make it seem like it fits. This is, what do we say to a client when they show up and say, I didn't do what I said I would do? Whatever it was that they agreed to themselves at the last session that they would do. So life got in the way again. That's our theme. Life gets in the way. How do we handle it?
I haven't.
I'm tempted. Just go, Jenny. Go right ahead. So client showed up. I didn't do what I said I'd do. What's your response as coach?
I teach a course through Brené Brown and the Dairy Way, and it's this beautiful, amazing course on finding your triggers and learning shame resilience. And there can be some really, really deep work that's done in this space. And so there was a homework assignment assigned, and we have, it was like an art project type of thing. And this one gal comes in and she brings a giant package of crayons and blank paper, and she puts it down and she says, "This is my art project." And it was unfinished, and there was a lot of apologizing to the group. And of course, at this point in the course, we've established tremendous team trust and, you know, containment. And so it actually turned into a really incredibly beautiful moment of self-compassion and in just permission slips, you know, which I use often with clients to write yourself a permission slip. And I thought it turned out fantastically. It was one of the best moments of the whole day was her incomplete project. So it can really turn into a space of just self-compassion and permission, which is beautiful.
I love that. I've never heard the permission slip used for a client in coaching. Oh, gosh. And the compassion, the self-compassion.
Yeah.
That, thank goodness for that. I don't know if it was a coach or a trainer, whoever, in that moment to just, because it sounded like it really shifted that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I like that very much.
I like the permission slip.
Yeah, incredible. The permission slip. That's really wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. What a great tool.
Yeah.
And you could use it, a client, you know, not just I missed a session or yeah. But I at work, I just haven't, I'm not, you know, cranking things out. And you know, would a permission slip help? I don't know. This is great. Oh yeah.
Well, for mothers and fathers too, I think, you know, for them to also give themselves that permission slip, right?
Yes.
Wow, I love that. Thanks, Jenny. It's wonderful.
I love it. Well, let me share a phrase that I heard that I use sometimes. So now this is a different twist. I love the self-compassion and the permission slip. And I'm thinking there are times I would choose that because it's just a tool in my toolbox. There are times I'm going to choose that. There are times I'm going to choose this other one. Client has showed up. I didn't do what I said I was going to do last time. And the coach asks, what did you learn by not doing it?
That's right.
Can be, when you talked about the shift that took place, I think it was Anthea. Mm-hmm. Anthea, were you describing the environment where somebody showed up with the crayons and the paper?
Jenny.
Sorry. But someone shows up and imagine that shift, hopefully, from, I need, you know, and apologizing to self-compassion, permission, and or, what did I learn? Mm-hmm. Well, my kid had 103 fever. So it was reinforced that my kid is, I don't have to think about that. It's what I do. It's what I will do. I would do the same thing again. And then that really gets, you know, then is there, you know, then the self-compassion, you mentioned the parents. So two options. How about one more? We've got self-compassion, love, permission slip. What did you learn? Because there's always learning. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't sleep. I didn't eat lunch at all. I ate nothing, but I made the boss happy. What did you learn by saying no to lunch?
Oh,
Other options. Client showed up. What might you do now? You have a couple extra tools. Did not do what I promised myself as client I would do. How might you receive that and respond?
I've just asked what got in the way.
What got in the way? Okay.
What got in the way?
Yeah. Or what?
Sometimes people don't even know. Like it just slipped through the cracks, you know. So just to take some reflection and actually go back and in doing that, often people will come up with huge lists of what they did get done. So we can then turn that around and celebrate the things that did get done. So
yeah. That's usually the case, Jen. They say, well, I did this and did this, and I built a transcontinental railroad and I did that, but I didn't write my list of threads. I'm going, wow. All right.
I might even also think about just asking them, how do you feel about that? You know, as you are sharing that you didn't get this done, how do you feel about that? Just kind of getting them to explore the emotions, you know, with this. And that might actually create some opportunities to explore further.
Mm-hmm.
What make them feel this way, for example, right? So that could create a whole new sort of learning territory as well. But
when someone shows up and hasn't done it, I get excited. You know I do. You know I do. I just love all this stuff. I'm like, oh, wow. I don't do this in front of the client. It scares me. Wow, this is really going to be exciting because you client think it's just about the fact that you didn't read that article or have a conversation. I'm aware that possibly lots of things can come out of here that affect so many aspects of your life. How do I prioritize myself, my family, my work, my health, my sanity? That's all on the table when we look at how we decide what we're going to do. And then but everything I'm hearing from you as fellow ICF professionals is that we're maintaining that sacred space, not religious, but sacred, for that client to come in here and get that permission slip from themselves. Because they may not get that permission anywhere else. Yeah. They may not get that anywhere else. So, closing thoughts or anything? We started talking about ethics and clients arriving and anything else from last 2 weeks that you'd like to bring in an update?
I just want to say that I always look at ethics, and this is no offense to any board or committee, it's incredibly boring. And you had a way of going through this topic that made it personal and exciting and way less scary, really. And what I've learned is that ethics is really an intuitional balance. With, you know, obviously professional agreements and stuff, but there's an intuitional balance and flow and communication with the client. So important. And that's always great because it always feels kind of boring and scary. And then you get into it and it just feels way more fluid and open right now. So that's where I landed.
Excellent. Thank you for receiving it that way, Jenny. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. It can be scary and it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. And important and overwhelming and important and overwhelming. Ah! Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, let's, we have almost an hour. So we're going to do our thank you all very much for that, our live coaching. I think I mentioned this, but I just want to mention again so I can get rid of a sticky note that next Monday, it will be October 4th. I really don't know how that's possible. It's only like September 2nd now, and Monday's going to be October 4th. On Monday, Julie will be speaking with you, you all will be talking about the topic of embodies a coaching mindset. And I mentioned that Monday, the one and only new competency added, and there are now 8. So that's Monday. And I just want to throw this out there. We have, Jenny, you volunteered for the following Wednesday, a week from today, October 6th. Jenny's volunteered to be client. I just wanted to check. So see, now I'm not going to be able to throw this note away. But I will keep it if we have a volunteer who would like to coach a week from today. And then you just know, I already volunteered. I don't have to think about it. We have our client, Jenny, a week from today. Would anyone like to coach a week from today?
Unfortunately, that's a meeting I cannot attend. Otherwise, I would volunteer to coach. I'm happy to coach in one of the upcoming ones, but I can't next Wednesday.
Thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to do it.
So, and Theo, what did you say?
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, so I'm happy to do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take on the coach. Okay. And,
well, I was going to offer too, because I thought I would let other people, if they haven't had a turn, because I had a turn way back. But yeah. So, Anthea,
you can do it, Lalia, because I just did it last week, right? So.
Yeah, you just did it last week, and I did it.
Yeah, no, happy
ago.
For so, you.
I mean, we're
then I can do that the following week. No.
Yeah, so that's great. We can have it all set up that way. Yeah.
Okay. So what did we decide? Is
Lalia will do it next Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lalia. All right.
Right. And that's I want to coach somebody who has a problem with their car. You'll miss this one. And Thea coached me on my problems with my car.
So, if I understood, a week from today, we have Lalia coaching Jenny. Yes? Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you very
much.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So, the rest of us, there's not too many. Jenny and Anthea, I think today we have Yayoi coaching Pam. Yes. And yes. So we'll spend, a couple minutes here on when you volunteered to coach. Yes. Use this as a great opportunity to really zero in on an area where you are great and you want to be magnificent, or you are pretty good and you'd like to be great, or you're a little lost. You kind of never really know what to do with strong emotions, or an area where you feel like I have some room to grow there. And be as specific as you'd like. You can say to us, I want you to look for markers 7-1, 7-2, and 7-3. We'll do that. We will look for any evidence that you would like. So as you volunteer to coach, and as you're coaching your own clients, be aware of and open to where are you kind of really doing a great job and you want to up it a little bit, and where do you feel like I don't know that I did the very best I could right there, and I'd like a little feedback. So with that, cameras on for Yayoi and Pam. And Yayoi, what would you particularly like for us to be listening for in your coaching? And of course, Lalia, excuse me, are you able to mute your phone, Lalia?
Oh, yes, sorry.
That's all right. Thanks. Great. Thank you. And Yayoi, what would you like for us to be listening for?
I wanted to work a little bit on, definitely agreement and closing. And the closing is really, I tend to forget to ask, did you get what you wanted? So that, and also checking in during the coaching session as to if we're on the right track, instead of just assuming that we are.
Okay, so you said coaching agreement. Mm-hmm. Say just a few more words about how are we going to see that or hear that in your coaching?
That I make sure that I'm asking the client that what we're going to get at the end of the call is what we're doing. Yeah. So what are we going to get at the end of the call?
Okay.
Or where do you want to be?
That makes the closing a lot easier, doesn't it? And then the check-ins, you said a few words about that as well, Yayoi. Tell you a little bit more about check-ins so we recognize those happening.
So that I'm aware of if the topic goes off a little bit, that I just want to say, oh, I just want to make sure that we're right on the right track right here. Mm-hmm. Or is that related to this, or you know, things of that nature. And did we just lose Pam?
Oh, I guess we did. Well, we'll keep adding to your list. You said no, Yayoi and I were talking before we started, and what you said about the check-in was very interesting, because you mentioned, just as you did now, I don't just mean at the end checking in and saying, did we reach your goal? I don't know. I'm thinking of a taxi pulling up in front of a building and they open the door and go, is this where you wanted to go? And they're going, close enough. So we check in earlier if needed, just like you said, are we still on the track to X, mm-hmm. which is the outcome that you wanted? Are we heading that way? Yay. Here's Pam. Perfect. Perfect. So thank you. So the agreement, focusing on that outcome, then circling back to the outcome at the closing. How does the closing go? And then checking in with your client. Very good. All right. Pam, your timing is perfect.
I'm sorry I get kicked out.
What did you learn by being kicked out, Pam?
Well, that is going to be what my whole session needs to be about.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So we're ready to start. We've got Yayoi's focus. So, and Thea, Jenny, Lalia, let's all please make sure we're muted. I turn my mic on. Make sure that your mic is muted. And Yayoi, take 30 minutes. Please don't take more than 30. Okay. That will give you a nice session and we'll have time to shower you with accolades afterwards. Okay. You may begin.
Okay. So hi, Pam. How are you today?
I am pretty good. Thank you. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. So let's see, I know you're taking some time out of your workday to do this, so I really appreciate you spending the time. Mm-hmm. And so was there anything in particular you wanted to discuss today?
Yeah, I actually have been looking forward to this because okay. I do need coaching on this. And I have to say, I'm already a little emotional. Based on our discussion we just had about self-compassion and permission slips.
Yes.
So I, to bottom line in, I am really burned out, exhausted, and overwhelmed in my job and life in general.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has to do with what's happening with COVID. It is consuming me because of my role here in my organization. In addition to trying to manage that along with everything else, I'm fairly new to my role. I've only been in it for a year and a half.
Okay.
But I'm doing a horrible job in balancing work life. And because of the burnout and exhaustion and those things, I'm struggling and making simple decisions and staying focused. I'm lacking self-care. I feel myself losing my empathy and patience.
Okay.
And I don't feel like I have a sense of accomplishment. And what it comes down to, I mean, like, and I just did this exercise where I had four buckets: work, family, community, and hobbies. And right now, I would say work is about 70% of my life, family is 20, community is about 5, and hobbies is 5%. And the thing is, I know what I need to do. And I have ideas and thoughts, but I don't know how to stop working. It sounds so pathetic.
I don't think we're going to have time to discuss everything. So no. What in particular would you like to focus on for this call?
I think the question is, what is preventing me from doing what I know I should be doing?
Okay. So is that what you'd like to work on, to find out what's preventing you from doing what you want to do?
Yeah.
What you need to do? Okay. So let's explore that a little bit, because I could hear the tension and almost like a hurt in your voice. Mm-hmm. And I could see it as well. So let's try to figure out what that's about. And so tell me a little bit more about what you think would help you with this and what's preventing that.
I have good intentions when I wake up in the morning and I plan out my day. I know what my plan is. I'm going to finish work at 5 o'clock and, you know, take a walk at lunch, and mm-hmm. I don't follow through. I end up working every night on weekends. My poor husband, he's phenomenal and so patient, and I've grown kids, so I'm not even at home to, you know, so I guess what was your question?
What is really preventing you from doing the things that you need to do? Because you said right now, you create a list in the morning, there's a list, and you're like all set and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the day, none of work just consumes all of the overrides your list, right? Or your schedule. Mm-hmm. So what's compelling you to do the work more than taking care of you?
It's because I don't want to let people down. I don't want to disappoint people. I've taken a tremendous pride in my work and my success, and to a fault, in the fact that it defines who I am frequently. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it comes down to is there's more work than I can possibly do.
Right.
And so I just wish I could be quicker, more efficient, make quicker decisions. But I think it comes down to the fact that I want to excel in my role and I don't want to let anyone down. I have 20 people that report to me. I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to disappoint my boss.
So you don't want to disappoint anyone. Mm-hmm. How about disappointing you though, yourself? Have you thought of that part?
Oh yeah. I fully realize that I'm constantly disappointing myself, not living up to the promises I make myself. And I guess I feel I can live with that more so than I can live with disappointing other people or letting people down or not being held, or, you know, I prided myself in being so accountable. I've always been rewarded that way. Go ahead.
Okay. But what happens when you've been rewarded that way and that's what you've had pride in, which I understand. What's happened now? What's happening to you personally by doing that?
I'm not taking good care of myself like I used to.
Mm-hmm. And how's that making you feel?
Terrible. I mean, I don't like myself in the sense of, you know, I put on some weight, I'm not exercising like I used to. And prior to COVID, I was religious about exercising every day, eating healthy. I was 15 pounds lighter. And then COVID hit. There's many things that happened. COVID hit. I finished my master's degree. My dad died all within 2 months. And I took this job all in 2 months period. And it's been a tornado since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot to take on. What do you think is the number one thing that you want to do right now for yourself?
Right now, in this moment?
Mm-hmm. Well, this moment, yeah.
Okay. I'm really embracing this idea of a permission slip.
Okay.
You know, I'm giving myself permission.
How do you think that would make you feel if you gave yourself permission to let go a little bit?
Well, it would definitely take the weight off my shoulders that I feel, or the constant self-talk in my head.
So what in particular would you like to give yourself a permission slip right now to do one thing right after this session or this call?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be?
I think it would just be my managing my self-talk you know, I can only do so much. And rather than look at what I didn't get done, look at what I did get done and focus on what I did accomplish.
Right. I think so. Could you do that? Can you promise yourself that you would focus a little bit or make a list?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, or is there something you can do to accomplish this of managing your self-talk with the permission slip?
I have a daily practice of writing my gratitudes down. And so I can also add to that what I did accomplish.
for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, writing it down, I think, would be helpful. If you already write your gratitude list, I think that would be something good to add on to that. Mm-hmm. And I think it might be easier for you, which would, and it seems like it's something you can do, and you seem a little enthusiastic. You seemed a little more upbeat about that. So that's good.
Well, it's something that I can just add into a daily practice versus one more thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I think. I could feel, yeah, I mean, your total demeanor just changed a little bit just with that. So I think that's something that we can work on and you could promise yourself to do, which I think is good. So are we headed in the direction that you want to go? Do you want to explore this a little bit further? Like what other permission slips you might want to give yourself or? Do you want to stick with one?
Well, I like that one. Originally, I think I said I wanted to explore what I was preventing me from doing what I know I should be doing. Mm-hmm. But I think that by just looking at things differently is definitely one thing to manage that and focus in on what was done versus not done.
Right.
I think there's an element of self-compassion.
Yes. Yes. And what, yeah. And if you were giving yourself a self-compassion, what would it look like for you right now?
I think it goes back to self-talk. Like I've done things like, you know, to take care of myself, but I still go back to this negative self-talk about what I'm not doing.
Is there anything you can do to flip that? What's one thing that you would say that's a constant self-negative talk that you do? Maybe do you want to explore trying to flip that a little bit or do you want to just pass on that?
Nothing is coming to mind other than what we already talked about of at the end of my day, all I can think about was what I didn't get done and what I'm leaving that I have to follow up on tomorrow.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that it's maybe changing the perspective and at the end of the day, looking at what you accomplished instead of what you didn't accomplish. How would that feel if you looked at that, what you have accomplished instead of what you didn't accomplish?
Well, it's far more positive.
And how do you think you'd feel about yourself?
Far, far more positive.
Yeah.
And feel good about what was done and accomplished.
Right. I see that smile. I didn't see it for the whole session. I like that. Do you think, like, as an assignment for yourself, with like just giving yourself a pat on the back or just giving yourself a high five at the end of the day to say, I did this. I did all of this.
Yeah.
Would that be something that might be helpful or?
Yeah, I think so. Of something? Typically at the end of my day, I look at what was on my list to accomplish that day and carry it over to the next day. And rather than doing that, what I should do is stop. I also need to be realistic in what I can accomplish in a day because I have meeting after meeting after meeting. So there's really little white space to actually work on things. And that I have to take more control over my calendar and not feel guilty. When people say, I can't even get in to see you for 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
But you're only one person, right? Yeah. And you know, if what yeah, without taking care of you, what's going to happen?
Well, I can't be my best self to
help
others.
Right. And then you won't be able to, if you're not your best self, you can't take pride in doing your best.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe take pride in doing the best of what you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being proud of what you've accomplished in a day. So maybe just flip it instead of like the yin and like a black and white picture. Instead of just looking at the black, maybe look at the white.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how that would make you feel. Would that make a difference for you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I just wrote it down. So
I was like, what is she doing right there?
I just wrote it down.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like when you... If you look at a paint, let's say you look at a vase at a gallery or something, you can look at it straight on, right? You can look at it from above. You can look at it from below. You can look at it from the side. Aren't there all different perspectives to one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of angles can you look at, or what kind of perspectives can you look at your day through now, or different lenses that you can look through your day at?
Actually, I think that's what gets in my way, is I always look at it from up here, meaning that more like longer term of, if I don't do this now, then it's going to impact this longer term. And ultimately, I am a believer that things work out the way they're supposed to work out. They always do. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to adjust that or keep that belief and just focus on here and now.
Yeah, I think I see it in your whole body posture, in your voice, that is what you need to do, and that you feel confident about doing that. So I think shifting the perspective will be helpful for you. And I think, what do you think you can, every day from now, maybe starting today, what can you do to shift that a little bit and feel good about yourself?
Well, I think I use mantras a lot in other, mm-hmm. for other okay. pieces or for mm-hmm. other purposes, like to manage my worry. Like I have a mantra about my daughter, to not worry about my daughter.
Okay.
And so I could create a mantra that I could say.
Yeah.
Like, just focus on today, or, you know, identify some, just one or two mantras that I can mm-hmm. constantly repeat to myself.
I think, okay. I think that would help you. And I think that's a great one. Can you, what do you think about writing it down somewhere, like on your desk, even on a sticky note, so that mm-hmm. it's a good reminder for you, a visual?
Yeah.
As well as, you know, set aside 5 minutes. You know, even if it's during your bathroom break, it could be 5 minutes just to do your mantra. I'm serious, because sometimes that's the only break we get, right?
Actually, that's so true. I mean, a lot of times
when
I go to the bathroom is when I think about things. Like it's the actual leaving my workspace where I think about things. And I could say the mantra when I'm in the bathroom.
hey, you know, you've got the time crunch, so use what you can. And I think... you know, that might be helpful. And I could just see it in your body and your voice and with a smile on your face,
mm-hmm.
that might be something that will, that you can do to help yourself. Mm-hmm. And give yourself that self-compassion. I mean, going to the bathroom is self-compassion too. So, you know, double it up.
Okay, I'm just writing that down. Great.
Yep.
Mantras. Okay.
So, do you think we're getting to the point, or we're getting to what we agreed that we wanted to accomplish for this call, was at least getting a perspective
Yeah, I mean, you indicated that there's a lot to uncover here, but the two things I'm taking away is focus on what do I accomplish throughout the day versus not accomplish, and then create a mantra or two that I can use regularly throughout the day to manage my self-talk.
Yeah. And yep. You know, when you talk good things about yourself, it makes, I mean, say one thing that'll, one mantra for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just got to think of one. Well, what comes to mind, but it's not, is I'm doing the best that I can, but to me, that's not very positive. Or I'm meeting others' expectations. It may not be my expectations, but there's nothing indicating from anyone that I'm not meeting their expectations. So I'm meeting others' expectations, or I'm meeting what's expected of me.
Okay. And is that empowering for you?
It releases
okay,
expectation.
Okay, so it releases that pressure. So try saying it one more time.
Oh, what did I say?
I release what was it?
I'm
meeting others' expectations.
Yeah, right?
I am meeting others' expectations. I am meeting others' expectations. I don't know, maybe get a rhythm to it and say, I am meeting others' expectations.
Yeah, I'll play around with those words a bit.
Because
I mean, it's kind of hard to get out, but.
Right, you'll find it. Keep on saying, yeah. So can you do me a favor and just for this week, try that.
Okay.
And see how you feel, and you can tell me, yeah. And if you change the words, great. I mean, make it your own. Make it something that you can say anytime, anywhere, when you need that little bit of punch to give you that, and give yourself permission to, you know, love yourself and say, thank you, I did this. Give yourself a pat on the back. I accomplished all of this.
I sound like I'm such a mess. I'm really not a mess, but I just have, like right now, work is over. Overwhelming to me.
I hear you.
And it's really invading all other aspects of my life. And I can't sustain this.
So I think for this call, I think we've got what you needed, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I think moving forward, I think working on mantras to help you get through the self-talk and make it positive self-talk. Would that be something that you could do? Or what do you think you can do just to maintain or to slowly alleviate all of this burnout?
Yeah, I think I need to, I like the idea because it's creating a habit for me. And breaking a previous habit.
Okay.
So just doing one or two things and trying to focus on creating a habit there.
Yeah. One or two. That's all. That's all you need. And adding it onto your daily activity helps. So okay. I think we are good, right?
We are good.
Okay. And at least I see that you're looking better and you're sounding better. So I think we could call it good on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing with me.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
thanks to
you. You got what you needed. Okay. Yeah. It's yeah, just it's yayoi, so it's three syllables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, is yayoi?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yayoi. That's an easy way to remember it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, Pam. Feel mm-hmm. better.
Thanks.
Sending you lots and lots of hugs.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, that's a personal note. That's not yeah. coach yayoi. Okay.
Yayoi, thank you for great coaching. Pam, thank you for being open and vulnerable and authentic in our presence. And it speaks to the importance of our class agreements and that we each are able to share here and know that what we share stays here. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. Yayoi, first of all, yes. Is your name three syllables?
Oh, yayoi, yes.
Ya.
So in Japanese characters, you would write the character for ya, yo, and I. So it's yayoi.
Yayoi. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yayoi. 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 All right. Thank you, yayoi. I did not know that. I've been depriving you of a syllable for years.
Sorry. Yayoi. Yeah. Well, if you say it fast, it'll be yayoi. So it's okay.
Well, yayoi. Well, how did that session go for you? Tell us what were you experiencing? Now, we'll talk about your client later, but what mm-hmm. was it like for you as the coach?
I could feel her pain. I could really feel how much she was struggling. And it was hard to distance myself from that, but I tried. And I think it's something that we all relate to as well, not just as women, but we all relate to. So I was trying to focus more on what she can do to alleviate that pain, or at least maybe shift the focus. That's why I did the, you know, changing of the perspective to maybe give her a new insight into it. But it was a bit of a struggle because I could really feel the pain. Sorry, Pam.
Oh,
but I could really feel that you were struggling with that. So mm-hmm.
And how did that impact you, Yayoi? How did that impact you to feel her pain? As a coach, how did it impact
as a coach? It made me realize that I can't be too involved with that emotion. So I try to move to a different part of it so that she can see it differently, maybe. And yeah, I didn't want to get into the feeling part of it too much because it would bring me down.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into the feeling part of it too much because then I would get affected by it and I wouldn't be able to coach her properly, is what I was thinking.
Okay.
So, and I just tried to keep up with her the best I could to get the outcome she wanted. Because at first it was like she wanted to know why she wasn't doing what she needed to do, what was preventing her. And I think all of us have suffered, you know, all of us suffer from that. But trying to go back to that, what is self-care? And she mentioned self-care and the permission slips. And I could see that she lit up a little bit with the permission slip part of it when she mentioned it. And so I was like, oh, that's great. I could tag on to that. And maybe that could open up more of her feelings and her positive and give her more positive inspiration. So I took that string and just kind of pulled at it and opened it up a little bit. And I think that helped to give her more ideas on what she can do to be more self-caring and give herself compassion.
Was that a goal of yours, to give her more ideas?
Give herself compassion. So I think it was a goal to, it was part of the, what's, you know, to get her to realize what's preventing her from getting what she wanted or doing the things that she needed to do. And I think that was part of it, of getting to that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's hear from your client, Pam. What feedback do you have for your coach, Yayoi? Yes, now, see, now I'm going to go, E! Yayoi. Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. It could be Yayoi.
First of all, thank you for just walking me through that. You know, I said at the beginning, I was looking forward to this because I knew I needed to unpack it. And at the same time, I also realized that there's some other deep-seated things that really are more appropriate for therapy. So, and so, you know, knowing what I know about coaching, I knew that there was a line there. So, but what I appreciated is you got me to, when I mentioned that permission slip, you helped me really focus in on what do I need to give myself permission. And that opened up my thought process of shifting my mindset. And then also when you took me to that perspective piece, you know, up here, down here, over here, that immediately got me to, well, whose perspective? Like if I were to view other people's perspective, what would they see? And what do I have control over right? I mean, my mind was going, what do I have control over right now? And so it's just here and now. So that was helpful. And then the fact that you were pointing out the change that you saw in my emotion and my body language mm-hmm. was really appreciative because I wasn't noticing that. And the fact that you were pointing that out made me realize, oh yeah, I feel an instant sense of energy when I talk about that. Or I feel like I can do that. I can incorporate that. That's easy for me to do. And then just pushing me to an action, you know, some really simple things. And I was taking notes and I'm glad you could, you're like, oh, I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, taking notes like- because frankly,
I wasn't sure.
Like I move from one thing to the next that I kind of forget what I'm holding myself to do. And so just writing down those things, I will do it.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just
worried
really
when I saw you doing that.
Yeah.
I started to worry when you were doing that. I was like, oh, did I just lose her? Is what I thought.
No, there were times there were times that I was looking down because when I would talk, my camera would come on and I didn't want to look at myself when I was talking.
Okay. Got it.
So I was looking down or around because I didn't want to look at myself when I was talking.
Okay, got it.
Distracting me.
Yeah, that is distracting. I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's something I need to take into account when I'm Zoom coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some, you know, clients don't really want to be looking at themselves.
No, but I also think it's important to keep the cameras on so that you can mm-hmm. see what's happening on the surface.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important that I see you and you see me, but I don't think it's, you know, if when we see our little selves, we could turn that off, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When we see that little screen sometimes, I don't know, it depends on the client, but if it's distracting, I think it needs to be shut down, yeah.
The other thing I want to acknowledge that I was totally into this. Like I was not distracted with anything, people walking by my office or anything. Like I was totally in focused on this. And so I appreciate that. And I commend you from being able to get me to that place so I could really focus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
I'm glad I got you there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'd like to hear from Anthea and Jenny and Lalia. A minute or two each. I would like 5 minutes at the end plus three. Oh my god, 8, 9, 10, 11. About 6 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes each. Who'd like to start? Feedback for our wonderful coach, Yayoi, who coached today. What would you like? And let me just repeat the areas that she asked that we focus on were the agreement, getting to the outcome, the agreement, and then that comes back at the end, again, in the closing, and also checking in with her client throughout the session, that in the session agreement. That's the area she asked for feedback on. Who'd like to start?
And go first, since you called my name.
Thank you.
I would say that with what Yayoi was asking for feedback or for observation, in terms of the coaching agreement, I liked how she took time to really try to shape that. When Pam sort of shared what she would like to discuss, Yayoi was also really honest to say that's, you know, we may not have time in this session. So is there anything in particular or specific? So I like how she was able to sort of leave her space open for Pam to share what she wanted to explore. But yet as a coach, she was shaping that. Right, with the time constraint and one thing, so she was shaping it, anything in particular, and then she got Pam to then said, I would like to look at what's preventing me from doing what I want to do. So I think I definitely observed that, that taking place.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much, Jenny.
I agree with everything Anthea just said regarding the goals that Yayoi had in her at the beginning of her session. I think what really stood out for me were some super powerful questions that she asked, including what's compelling you to do more at work over taking care of you? You don't want to disappoint anyone. How about disappointing yourself? I thought these were really some amazing, powerful questions that popped up. And overall, what I love about these sessions is that as a coach, you're listening to the client. And of course you, in my mind, at least I start to kind of, I'd go here and I'd pull this string and this question and the coach goes someplace else. And so there's always this great, just eye-opening experience of what she chose to, kind of the string she talked about pulling on. And how it opened up and where it landed. And it's always just really fun to watch that. I also think she did a great job of checking in at the end and with some homework assignments and that communication about what Pam would take on. And then wrapping up and making sure everything was they were done. So it was really fun to watch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. Lalia. What would you like to share with our coach, Yayoi?
Okay. yes, I mean, she definitely checked in. And she accomplished that in that she checked in to see whether they were on track. And then at the end, she also checked to see whether if they had reached, she had reached the outcome that she had wanted. But what I noticed about Yayoi's coaching, and I just kept writing down notes, and it was that, and it occurred to me that having the goal to make sure that you're on track with your stated outcome and the contract of that session, that in service of that, Yayoi had a lot of competencies in competency six that her listening really serviced Pam's reaching the outcome. So she would evoke awareness, I noticed, by asking, what would it look like if you were to have self-compassion? And she asked like a question, what would happen and how would this make you feel? And so she used a lot of active listening and great questions that brought out more awareness in Pam, which led to her achieving the outcome that she had set. So that was my observation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lalia. Thank you very much. And I think we've heard from everyone. So I would love to celebrate your coaching, Yayoi, and also ask what each of you are taking away. We'll do that in about 3 or 4 minutes. That was a tough call. That was a tough call. There was a lot I liked in there. Exhausted, COVID, it's horrible. My self-care, my empathy, 70% of what I do is work. I don't know, these are two things your client said. This is in the first 5 minutes. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stop working. And so you had all of this emotion coming at you. And you did one of the best jobs I've ever seen. This was 4 minutes in. You heard all of this. You just clutch your chest when you hear this. And your response was, someone's already referred to it. There's a lot there. What do you most want? Which is exactly the role of an ICF professional. We do not become enmeshed in emotions. And you did that perfectly. And your client delivered. She said, what's preventing me from doing what I need to do? She delivered to that question. Because you went, whoop, you're talking about 900 things here. Tell me what you most want. And she delivered because she knows. Excellent. Wonderful, wonderful questions. What's compelling you to work? I don't want to let people down. These are, in my, I'm going to use the word beliefs because your client used the word belief at one point. These are beliefs. What's happening to you personally when this, the great questions addressing all aspects of how your client feels. What's the first thing you want to do for yourself? Little segments, not we're going to redo your whole life, but what's the first thing? How would that feel if you gave yourself a permission slip? Kind of small, and then at 13 minutes, the check-in, are we headed in the direction you want of more permission slips? Very good. What would giving yourself self-compassion look like right now? 17 minutes. I'd have to take control of my calendar. I feel guilty. You talked about multiple lenses and perspective in the vase and the example in the gallery. And that was wonderful because you really put your client there seeing from above and from the sides. And then I began to hear a little more from you, Yayoi, in the agenda than your client. Yeah. But at this point, you're 23 minutes in. It's been client. And then I don't know. I would imagine maybe it was, you know, we have a time limit and things are wrapping up and we need, you know, and that happens to all of us. And I said, that doesn't sound like Yayoi. So here's my invitation. I only have two out of the whole 30 minutes. One of them is a little more silence. Pick a number, maybe 5, and count to 5 before you speak. Okay. To give your client 5 more seconds. It will feel like an eternity. Just try it. No, okay. You don't always have to do that. I mean, if it's, I'm sorry, what did you say? You can, but if we're seeking to wrap up, try that. The other one is you're at the end, and I hope you'll be able to go back because it was a great coaching. It wasn't until the last few minutes, the questions to me felt like they almost switched and they were very narrow. One of them was, is that empowering for you? That's a yes, no.
Yeah.
Another one, an alternative is, how did that land for you? Okay. How did you experience that? As an alternative to, is that empowering? And that's what I'm talking about. It's not, another one was, do you think we're getting to the point? Yes, no question. Little bit of pressure on your client to say okay. Yes.
Okay.
And so an alternative is, where are you? Where are you? Like another check-in. I have no agenda. I know nothing. I'm your coach. Where are you? You inform me. And a beautiful wrap up. What are you taking away? So those are my only two invitations. I would call them clean questions. Clean questions. No yes, no's. No foregone conclusions and a little more silence. Everything else was great. We have 1 minute. You can do it. I know you can do it. 4 words each. What are you taking away? 4 words. 4 words. You can do it. I'm so happy now is what I'm taking. Who's next?
I'll go.
Thank you.
I thought this was, as always, a wonderful learning experience for me, and I'm grateful to Yayoi and Pam for providing that for me by being open and vulnerable and courageous.
Thank you, Lalia. Thank you. We're at 1:30. I want to honor your time. What are a few, give me 4 words you're closing with.
I have four Jenny, words.
Jenny, oh, go ahead, Jenny. Yayoi.
Courage. Vulnerability, permission slips.
Courage, vulnerability, permission slip. I love it. Yayoi.
Self-compassion, permission slip, love, and compassion, really. Yeah.
Yes.
Mine was self-compassion and permission slips, too.
Love it. And Thea.
Mine is... I want to give love to Pam.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're at time. Thank you all. I will stick around if anybody wants to talk about anything. What do you do if and how would you handle that or anything? I'm more than happy to chat about that. Thank you all so much. And you will see Julie on Monday.
Monday.
And I'll see
Brit.
Next week. I'll see Lalia coaching Jenny, next Wednesday. Thank you all. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Great day. Bye.
See you all.
Bye. Good night, and see you.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And Yayoi, that was really great. And believe me, I know when you're in an environment like that, because that's not like you. That's not... I think that's why I noticed, but it's so easy to do. But the great thing is it's so easy to just turn that yes, no, into an open question.
Right. I know. After I asked it, I was like,
No, that's how we get better.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.